Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzzed Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, Episode 7, Bad Blood.
Bad blood.
Yeah, there are other songs called Bad Blood, but sure.
Okay. So, we have caveats. One is that there might be bad singing.
Please don't.
One is that there is likely to be cursing. There may be spoilers. And we are having things to drink. What are you having to drink, Natalie?
I'm having Angry Orchard Hard Cider, Sinful Apple.
Ooh, good choices.
It's very tasty. This is, I know, your favorite from the pack that we got. I'm excited personally for baked apple pie, but I haven't tried it yet. I'm really excited. But Sinful Apple is really good. It's kind of like associate it with is like it's just regular apple cider with like a splash of Fireball. It kind of tastes like that.
It is part of the reason I love it. It is just super tasty. We hadn't seen it in a long time, so I was very excited when your daddy found that.
I didn't even remember what it tasted like because we had tried several different flavors of apple cider when we were really into apple cider.
Mm-hmm.
But like we would get the packs that were like regular green apple, rosé, and I think we tried pear at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad that they have an autumn mix now.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come to see me sometime soon, I wouldn't be opposed to having more.
Yeah, I think it only comes in the giant box with the other stuff in it, but you know, it is
me and my roommate like it, so
yeah, it's my favorite by far.
I let my roommate try it, and she was just like, ah, yes. I was like, oh, gotcha.
It all makes sense now.
It's all coming together.
Yeah, I love it when a plan comes together. It was on my list of possibilities that I was trying to do something that is along with the theme a little bit and would make for a good picture, and I did. So I did Ruby Port, which looks a little like Bad Blood. I happen to like Ruby Port. I like port in general. And so I think that this fits where we are going in this episode because there's some creepy shit going on in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
You ready to get started?
Yeah. So we're going to start with the past. We're not going to go through all of the past. We're going up to a certain point and then there's a big reveal at the end. So
yeah,
we'll take it a few steps at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So in the past, before the grooming, before like all of that shit, Jafar is at it many years ago, many, many, many years ago in Agrabah.
Or he became a sex trafficker.
Trafficked. Sex trafficked.
Mother. Yeah, that's how he learned to traffic others.
Mom, stop it. He's not a pimp. Stop it. Stop it with this narrative. It's stupid.
Oh, fine. Keep going.
Jafar is at his mother's side as she's dying, and she gives him a ring that belonged to his father, and she reveals that his father is the Sultan, and she tells him to go to him and return the ring, and he'll know who it is. And it's just like, oh, okay, interesting. And when she dies, this like kind of sandish kind of magic leaves her and just kind of goes off into the air or something. It's kind of weird, but
it is weird. And I don't know. Does she have magic? Is that what that's supposed to say?
Well, she doesn't anymore. She's dead. But Jafar is brought before the Sultan for stealing from a palace guard. And he's like, he presents his left hand to be the one to be chopped off, and it has the ring on it. He's such a dramatic bitch from like day one. He's funny. Like, he could have tried a different way to appear before the Sultan, but no, he went with, I'm going to steal from a palace guard. And when I have to present which hand I want chopped off, I'm going to do the one with the ring on it. And then he'll know that he's my dad. And I'm just like, okay, what a choice. And
drama king
from day one. And it catches the Sultan off guard. And obviously the Sultan knows who his mother is. And the Sultan says, oh, well, I already have a son and heir. And Jafar says that he doesn't want to be a prince. He just wants to be a son. And the Sultan says Jafar can stay as a serving boy and he can never call him father ever. And my roommate Sophie, while we were watching, This she was she said the Sultan's slogan would be Sultan sleeping around, because clearly he probably gave away a lot of rings. Anyway, later on, Jafar is serving the Sultan and other officials, and the heir is kind of being tested on foreign policy and failing, but Jafar answers correctly.
Yeah, the prince
And
is hurt by this.
yeah, because it's humiliating that the serving boy knew, but not him. And he near Jafar nearly calls the Sultan father in front of everybody.
Let's embarrass everybody that you want to impress. Well done. Well
Yeah,
done.
good job. Good job, Jafar. That was a great idea. Later that night, the heir comes in, Mirza is his name, and is snobby to him and is just like, he's like, well, I just wanted to talk to you after all of that. And then he's just like, he says some stuff about like, oh, you aren't fit to look upon my face. You have to look down. You have to call me your highness. You have to do this. You have to do that. And he keeps hitting him every time he like Jafar gets something wrong. And the Sultan comes in and tells, and his son is just like, oh, I'm sorry. And then he's just like, oh no, don't worry about it. And
No, you have people fear you. Beat them some more.
yeah, he tells the son to keep hitting him and calls him his only heir, and he calls him his only heir in front of Jafar, and power comes from fear and such. Anyway, later on, I assume it's like the same night, if not long after, Jafar is washing his face and the Sultan comes in. And Jafar apologizes, and the Sultan's apologizes for Mirza's behavior, and he's just like, oh, Jafar, go ahead and dry your face. Jafar turns around, and the Sultan pushes Jafar's face back into the water basin that he was just washing his face in, and holds him there until he drowns.
Yep, he passed out at least minimum.
Then he has his guards roll him up into a carpet and throw him away like trash. Gruesome magic bullshit that we saw leave his mother when she died. Jafar is revived, and he just like w he wakes up from death, and he looks at the city lo skyline of Agrabah in anger, and he's very, very, very upset.
Yes,
And so
understandable.
we're gonna stop right there because that's the rest has a plot.
Yes.
Not a plot hole, but it
And
has a reveal that I don't want to give away yet.
the parallel storyline, but not timeline, in Victorian England, which is still like the worst of the worlds you could jump into. That says a lot when you could be in a carpet in Agrabah. This is just bad. They being Jafar and the rep
Edwin.
and Edwin. Jafar talks to him and says that he met Alice in the hospital. He wants to show Alice's dad. I'm never going to write down Edwin, so dad wants to show the dad where Alice is. And he's like, well, where is she? And so he has the rabbit jump out of the medicine bag, and the rabbit's like, oh, is this her father? Oh, I don't see a resemblance. And the dad's kind of like, wait, that can't be right. This isn't real. And Jafar says, well, let me show you, where she's been all this time. She's been in Wonderland. And he has the rabbit open a portal and they go to Wonderland.
I don't know if it's before or after they go through the portal. He like Edwin is saying something along the lines of, oh, this is impossible, this isn't real. And Jafar is like, yep, it's as real as Alice told you. It's like, oh God. Of course he puts it in the most petty way.
Yeah, because he is a petty bastard.
Yeah. Don't call him bastard. He can't handle it.
True. Because he's petty. As soon as they land in Wonderland, Jafar sends the rabbit away and he talks to Alice's dad and he's like, look, she really needs you. You need to convince her to go back to your world, kind of thing. And Alice's dad's like, she won't listen to me. We have a terribly strained relationship. That's not going to work. It cuts over to Will and
Well,
Alice.
Jafar's just like, well, that's not very helpful.
No, and he we come back to that in a second.
Yeah.
But Will and Alice are closer to the tower. We see a Tweedle talking to the Red Queen about, oh, we can't find Cyrus. Cyrus is missing. And she's kind of like, well, we have to find him before Jafar gets back. We have the upper hand, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, Jafar hears her talking about basically trying to take over the world. Yes.
And I do. I wrote down this line because I just loved the line reading of it. The Red Queen turns around and sees Jafar, and she's like, "Darling, I've been worried sick." And then he says, "Have you?" It's so good. I love it so much. And
Really.
he asks where Alice is, and the Red Queen brings up that Cyrus escaped. Jafar reminds her that even if she has the bottle and Cyrus, he is still the only one with enough power to change the laws of magic and to get what she wants.
And she's kind of like, yes, dear.
Yeah.
Sure.
Then Jafar confronts the old man in the cell and sees the his workers are working on like patching up the cell that Cyrus broke,
Yeah.
and he. The old man's like, "You're losing, Jafar," and Jafar's just like, "Ugh."
And you'll never get what you want from me.
And so Jafar goes to his little room where he was torturing the rabbit from before, and he has Edwin strapped to a chair, and
He's
takes some of
tortured
his,
Edwin.
well, he takes some of his blood for a spell, and then yeah, Alice and Will take stock of what they have. They have now noticed that the mountain is actually a floating island, and that's a lot harder to get to. And
And
so,
they hear this chirping noise.
and she goes over and sees that it's a bird bark tree nearby, which when you break off the bark, it starts to levitate. So she has an idea.
Right. And so she tells so Jafar is in the woods at this point. Her plan, her idea is to build a basket and use the bird bark on it, and that the bird bark would then float them up to the castle. And later on, they have a discussion about the physics of it, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, but before that, we see Jafar making a
Yes,
potion.
that was what I was getting to. Yes.
Okay, I didn't know.
So
I thought
Jafar
you were moving past it. You
makes
said Jafar was in the woods, and I'm like, but wait, I really like
Oh,
this.
where he makes the potion. Yeah, he makes the potion.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. You can talk.
Okay, he's making the potion and asking Edwin a lot of questions, like if he's right or left-handed, and Edwin gets upset and he's not telling him anything of use. And so he releases Edwin's hand. And he kind of talks about how he's a failure as a father and all that stuff because I mean he it's right he's right but he would know but
Yes.
the coinciding storylines of just horrible parents is so funny to me
Bad
anyway
dad, bad dad.
bad dad daddy issues anyway
Yes.
we got to the point where me and my roommate Sophie were just chanting daddy issues
That is
and
so true in this episode.
he releases Edwin's hands and finds out that he's left-handed because Edwin takes the swing at him with his left hand and he catches it with magic and he's like, left-handed, got it. And then he pushes him back to the chair. He's so funny.
It is funny. He's clearly clocking like what he can see of Edwin's habits, so he can try.
Yes. And he noticed also at one point, like Edwin taking out a handkerchief and his glasses and like cleaning them and stuff like that, just random mannerisms. But yeah, Jafar is now wandering in the forest. He
He
finds,
and he,
yeah.
he finds where Will and Alice are, and he decides to drink the potion, which looks pretty painful and uncomfortable. He then goes, he comes stumbling out of the woods. You really look, why don't you just go ahead?
It's just what something Sophie said in the middle of it that I wrote down. When Edwin stumbled out of the woods, like Jafar, like. Disguised as Edwin stumbled out of the woods. Sophie just says, "Look, it's Mustache Man."
Yeah, Edwin has one of those Victorian handlebar type mustaches.
said she equated it to Hercule Poirot, and so
Yeah, except
yeah.
the other one has the mutton chops that kind of come and meet it. It's like sad.
That's why you don't want to be in Victorian England.
So
another reason why.
So he stumbles out onto this like kind of beach area, which is where Alice and Will are building the basket. And when he stumbles out, she's like, it can't be, it can't be. And she realizes that she thinks, oh, it's Dad. And then he's asking, you know, like for forgiveness and all this other stuff. And she's kind of, she is furious with him.
Before we get to her being furious, like when he's trying to explain why he's there, he has this one line that really caught me off guard. He says, the way you vanished out of the asylum, it made no sense. It reminded me of something that also made no sense. Your stories. Like, he never believed it.
She knew that. And
no, it's funny the way he phrased it, though.
She's livid with him, too. She's like, yeah, I told you not to come visit me, but I wanted you to try. You know, I wanted you to make some effort, and you just didn't. And
you know, and Hugh made me feel like an obligation and not a daughter. You never treated me as a father should.
And you're basically a bad dad.
He says what happened. Okay, his story also makes no goddamn sense, because his story is that he went to an antiquities dealer and found this looking glass, which we know is a way to be like have a portal to the other dimension. We saw it with Will and Anastasia. We also see it at one point in Once Upon a Time.
Well, and when he talks about it, Will says, oh, that's how Anastasia and I got here.
And so he says that, but he says he was wandering around the woods for days, and then he just kind of came, and then you found me. It's like, no, you found them. Like, what are you talking about?
And then he's like, not really.
Did you forget like 30 seconds ago when you stumbled out of the woods? Like, are you okay?
No, clearly not. Alice then goes, like, she kind of stomps off and goes back to her basket weaving. And Will is sitting there talking to Jafar/Dad, and Jafar/Dad is trying to get information. Like, oh, you know, you think she'll forgive me? And he mentions, and Will starts talking about, well, you know, if you get her or something, she'll save you because that's the kind of person she is. And he also says, oh, her, you know, she's really wanting to get back to her genie. And Jafar/Dad is like, oh, Cyrus? And it's kind of like it's unsolicited, and that he remembers the guy's name. And you know, and again, when if you really think about it, I don't think that her dad knew that Cyrus was a genie. He did?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
I'm fairly certain Alice mentioned at some point.
I know she mentioned Cyrus. I don't think she mentioned that Cyrus was a genie. But in any case,
well, her genie. So I mean, there are only so many, I'm sure, that he would assume that Alice is friends with, because he's seen how she interacts with other men. But
being sex trafficked.
Stop it. You're making this weirder than it needs to be. But Will's just kind of like, well, she gives people second chances even if they don't deserve it. And so also something else that Jafar, I hate that you're doing Jafar/Dad. I hate that. Jafar/Edwin. I don't want to call Jafar Dad, but he clocks that. I think he phrases it kind of weirdly. He's just kind of like, oh, so she still thinks that he's up there. That's where she thinks that he is. So obviously they haven't made contact, and maybe he hasn't made it off the floating island. So that's a great little tick for Jafar of like, okay, well, he couldn't have gotten far. Jafar. I know.
Goes over and goes back to basket weaving with Alice, and Alice and Will talk. Will thinks that Alice is going to forgive her dad, and Jafar/Dad does some sort of spell to create something. We don't know what that is, but he's doing a spell. Like, while Will and Alice are talking, he's off to the side doing some spell with a stick. Alice is explaining to Will the physics of how they won't plummet
how they're going to get back down.
Yeah, plummet to their deaths when they're leaving the palace. And at this point, they see off in the distance something that turns out to be a dragon. They then use the parts of the basket
I know
made of sticks as shields
again. I pointed that out to
fiery
Sophie,
breath.
And Sophie was just like, well, it's magic wood. And I'm just like, sure.
Like, birds don't get burnt by dragons. I'm sorry, this is bullshit. But they don't. It works. Yay. So she, Alice then throws a sword at the dragon and kills it. And Jafar slash dad asks Hex to repentant. He says he wants to go with them to find Cyrus. Like,
yeah, did you mention that Edwin like got hit by the dragon and that's why? Yep. And Alice obviously is now clearly willing to like go back for him, and he basically is just double checking on what Will's information of just like, will she actually give this guy the time of day if I were to put his life in jeopardy? And yes.
And so it looks like she is forgiving him. He says that he wants to go with Cyrus. We see like he goes to wash off this scratch on his face, and the reflection shows that it's Jafar, but no one
sees. He has his Troy Bolton from High School Musical 2 moment in the golf course. It's such a bad green screen effect.
Wait on it. I told you there was gonna be singing.
Wait on it.
Whatever.
Bet on it, mother. Jesus Christ, have I taught you nothing? Anyway.
I have the tune right.
Edwin is eating his prison food in Cyrus's old cage and prays before eating, as a good Catholic boy does.
It was a very Catholic prayer, yes.
Yes, it was. And he talks to the old man about Alice being in danger. And I love the old man being like, you know Alice? And it's just like, he does know who Cyrus is because the old man says Cyrus, and he's like, Alice is Cyrus, and he's like, you know Alice. It's just like, wow, what a small cage.
He knows that Cyrus exists. He doesn't know Cyrus is a genie. That's my point.
Oh, I'm pretty sure she mentioned he was a genie at one point, but maybe that was the doctors. I don't know how much he knew. Either way, he says his great sin was sending her away and not believing in her. And the old man in the cage says his sins aren't too bad. And
by comparison,
yeah, we'll find out what his sins are later. The old man brings up Cyrus and Alice, and Edwin asks what Jafar wants with Alice, and the old man says he knows what Jafar wants, and it's the one thing he'll never have, which is an ongoing theme with this old man in the cage, where it's just like he knows something that Jafar wants, but he's just never gonna get it. It's like that one song. Anyway, Alice, Will, and Edwin are roasting the dragon, and Alice gives Edwin some food, and he doesn't pray over it. Alice and Will talk
and
about
like,
yeah, Alice and Will talk about like Alice like gets Will to the side and pulls Will to the side, and she's like, you know, that whoever that guy fucking is, it's not my dad, because he prays over literally everything. If he picks a fucking berry in the garden, he's going to pray over it. And on the day he's most grateful, he's definitely gonna pray about it. So absolutely not.
Yep.
So they go off in the forest without a word to fake Edwin, aka Fedwin, and Jafar changes back to himself when he notices that he's clearly been had.
Right. Yeah, he pulls his staff from a hole in the ground, which, okay, we didn't know about that in Transformers.
I didn't know about that, but he had to keep it somewhere.
But Jafar has decided, it is time to kill Dad. He has outlived his usefulness. It's time. So he goes and gets Dad out of the cage.
You're going to fulfill your one duty to die.
So Jafar and, you know, they get on the carpet and they fly to where Alice and Will are. And Alice's dad finally does a solid. He admits that he blamed Alice for her mother's death and that he doubted her the whole time. And he's like, look, don't save me. And he sacrifices himself, basically. Don't save me, but your Cyrus has escaped.
He also says that he can't blame her for not knowing the difference between him and an imposter, because he was never much of a father. which is very depressing. But yeah, she does realize it's him and says she was just looking for proof for him, and he says that she shouldn't have had to. And he says he won't ask for her forgiveness because he doesn't deserve it. And yeah, he does tell her that Cyrus has escaped, and Jafar's like, yeah, she shouldn't know that. And he
And
just,
kills
well, he
him.
drops him, and Alice uses her second wish for her father to be safely back home, and it succeeds. And Jafar's like, ooh, just one wish. I basically have the bottle in my hands, and I'm ready to go. And so Will says, after Jafar leaves gloating on his magic carpet, Will says he's sorry, but Alice says that she's not. And now that she has mended that relationship with her father, she has and has hope for Cyrus. She now doesn't really have much emptiness left in her heart anymore. And Will brings up, but what about the consequences of a big wish? I thought that there were going to be more consequences. And then we see the consequences. Edwin wakes up in Victorian England and talks to Sarah, his wife, about a dream he had of Alice and Wonderland. He thinks it's just a dream, and so he still
Well,
doesn't believe Alice.
she tells him that. Sarah's like, oh, it was just a dream. He's like, okay.
And so then Jafar goes to the old man who clearly gave the information about Cyrus escaping, and then we have a flashback, and here's the last part of the past. Jafar, after he has grown up and gotten groomed, he has also gotten magic, and so he goes to confront the Sultan. And he shows up, and the Sultan's like, what the fuck? Who are you? And then he says the exact same thing he did as a young child, being like, look me in the face and you'll know. And he's just like, oh my God, I thought you were dead. And then he calls him father, and the Sultan reminds him, I am not your father. And grown-up Mirza shows up, the bratty son of the heir shows up, and Jafar holds a knife to the Sultan's throat, and the Sultan's like, hey Mirza, fight for him, fight him and save me. And Mirza just runs away. And because I think Jafar is just he Jafar even says, I won't use magic, it will be hand to hand, and is it worth it? And Mirza just runs away, and Jafar uses his magic to kill him. Jafar is upset that the Sultan didn't see that Jafar would have died for him and Mirza wouldn't. Jafar wants the Sultan to call him his son, but the Sultan just won't. And you know who the Sultan is? Old guy in a cage
The old man in the
who
cave,
has the
the old man
one
in the
thing
sea.
Jafar wants but can never have. And so the Sultan is let out of his cage because the Sultan's like, hey, let me out of my cage so we can talk face to face like men. And
I was like, sure.
so Jafar's like, fine, might as well. And he Jafar he and the old the Sultan says he won't give him what he wants. Jafar says he'll just be able to take it soon enough when he changes the laws of magic, bitch. And this is such a funny line.
It's a great line.
No, I know I love these lines though. The Sultan says, "What good is love and respect when it is stolen?" Jafar says, "You honestly have no regrets about our relationship." And the Sultan says, "My only regret is that I didn't hold you under the water longer." That is cold-blooded. I love this show. Anyway, the Sultan wants to take away something that means a lot to Jafar, and he jumps, he like kind of just lets himself fall back into the chasm, but he is caught by the magic carpet. And so that's not well, he's and like Jafar's just like, oh, I wouldn't want you to miss what comes next, Dad. And then
And
he
what
puts him
comes
back in
next
his
is
cage. And then we see Cyrus on he has washed up on shore, and he wakes up and he's fine. And he says, Alice.
Alice. I cried for her.
Sophie had remembered that he'd said that, and I was just watching, and right before he said it, she goes, Alice. And I look at her like she's crazy, and then he does it, and I just started bursting out laughing.
I was
If
just
whenever these people wake up, they immediately say the love of their life's name. I think that's just a everyone thing in Once Upon a Time, but it's
Alice. Yeah,
funny.
Nutcracker. Nutcracker.
Nutcracker.
Sorry, that is a Barbie and the Nutcracker reference. We apologize, but not really. Not really. So what were your best parts?
Tragic backstory. My goodness. Wow, what a tragic one. But it gives a lot of it makes a lot of sense. And it gives Jafar a lot more reason to want revenge. And I kind of like that, even though he's a power-hungry bitch, he didn't want to be a prince. He just wanted someone to love him and to care for him, and he didn't get any of that. So,
Yeah.
Edwin and Alice, I love Edwin, like eating crow and being like, "Holy shit, she was right. I'm an awful person. I completely dismissed her. I acted like she didn't exist for
Yeah.
the longest time. And when she went to the asylum, I didn't even try to contact her. Oops. That I'm a really bad person." And that entire confrontation on the cliff is so good because him being like, "I don't deserve any of it." I love that he's not just being like, "I'm sorry, Alice, I'm sorry." It's like, no, we're way past "I'm sorry." You treated her like absolute horse shit.
And
And
he knows.
yeah, and he knows and he owns up to that. And Alice obviously really appreciates that he knows that. And Jafar being petty. Oh my God, this bitch. He is so funny. And again, like some of the lines are just so funny to me. Just like, "You seriously have no regrets about any aspect of our relationship." The fact that you, I don't know, killed a young child who just wanted to love you. Oh yeah, that's horrible. But and Cyrus being alive and making it from the cliff dive, that's great too. So
I didn't write down as many best parts. I think you got a lot more out of this episode than I did.
I did.
Yeah, so I really liked Alice's dad in the end. I think his realization that he was a terrible father and owning it, which you don't see very often in these shows. I think that that is a really excellent point. I love Alice in this. I love Will in it too, because Will's funny as all get out.
Will is hilarious. I'm adding him.
I appreciate some of your points as best things, but I'm going to put some of those in my worst column just because, from a story perspective, it is
Oh,
sad.
Jafar's pettiness.
So proceed. What were your worst parts?
The Sultan and his son. My goodness.
They're
What the fuck?
yeah.
That is cruel. That
Yeah.
is awful.
Their son to like slap someone around and treat them like shit. It's like, ugh, yikes.
Yeah. And then the added like dimension of, oh yeah, that's your other son.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know it,
And you
right?
know
So,
it.
yeah,
And
so
he knows it. And that's really
but
unfortunate. And Jafar.
the prince doesn't know it, but and that's part of it is like
The
you can
prince finds
forgive,
out and right before he dies.
right? But
But
you can forgive the kid a little bit. I mean, you can,
very
because
slightly.
he's being forced by his father to do something.
No, he wasn't forced by anyone to hit him the first few times.
Yeah.
That was of his own volition. But
Yeah.
yeah, no, I don't like either of them. And also he's a weenie who
Yeah.
just doesn't who does not stand up for his father in the end. And that's why he deserved to die. No. But you know what I mean?
Yes.
He probably grew up to be an awful twat too. So I mean
Yeah.
it's all good. I don't know where all these terms are coming from, but they're
Yeah.
coming. And Jafar.
Boom.
Jafar disguising himself as Edwin and being like, "I'm so sorry, Alice. I love you, Alice." It's like,
Please
what are
forgive me,
you doing?
Alice. And it wasn't credible, and she knew it.
Yeah, and I love that he did all of that just to make sure that it would be okay for him to threaten her father's life and not just go for it because it might have just been. Honestly, it's kind of funny he went through these lengths just to make sure that he could threaten her father's life with just to make sure that that would work. Like, I mean, you probably figured it would work, but I mean, okay. Like you had to go undercover and act like Alice's father for like a full day.
No. What he was trying to get is what the plan was after she reunites with Cyrus. He asked her specifically, and she's like, "Oh, I have a plan, but I'm one step at a time. I got to do this basket thing."
Yeah, I think he was also going undercover for that information as well, but I mean,
That's
still.
the number one thing he's looking for is, do you have Cyrus? Do you have a plan? I want to know where this is going to go, basically. So,
But still, crazy man.
what grade did you give this episode?
Did you do your worst parts?
Oh yeah, it was the Sultan, the Sun, and Jafar.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, what grade did you give this episode?
A minus.
Did you? I gave it a B plus.
That's
I liked
fair.
it. I just, again, some of the backstory-ish stuff, not for Jafar necessarily, but for Edwin, like the whole Edwin thing, kind of, I don't know, that felt again a little self-indulgent. We did
Like
not,
what?
we didn't need a dragon, it's like,
Okay, the dragon was just to prove that if he was put in danger, that Alice would protect him. However, I do agree the dragon was that was all Jafar being a petty little bitch and being like, I'm overdramatic. I'm gonna make sure a dragon will do it.
it looked a little like the Diamond Castle dragons.
It did not look like Slider.
It did a little
It
bit.
didn't though. He didn't have the horny horn on the top
Okay,
of his
but
head.
it did. It was super fake looking dragon. Anyway, and the stupid shields that bothered me.
Oh yeah, that was stupid.
That bothered me. So there were some stupid things in this episode. That's why it got to be plus for me.
Well, it's not any higher than an A minus for me. Yeah, I think the dragon did a lot to make it an A minus just because it's like, oh, come on. Like you didn't have to do that. But I like the psychological thriller aspect of this, of just like, again, keep continuing on the dissection of Alice as a character and like what makes her tick, but also Jafar and what it makes him tick now, and how similar it is, oddly enough, of just like, I just want to be loved by my father. And it's just like, well, I wanted to not be drowned, bitch. And so I mean, it's different, but all that, like, I was talking to my roommate about it, and I was, and Sophie was just like, oh yeah, well, I mean, Edwin's not great, but I mean, he's not like ranking really, really lowly on this like parent tier list of people who have parents in this. And it's just like, expand on that. Like, how is he not, like, I mean, he didn't drown Alice.
Look,
He.
Edwin, all of the things that Edwin did, and you could say this for the Sultan too, but
Go ahead.
all the things that Edwin did made sense in context. Should he have talked to her more? Yes, but he's also dealing with like the wife from hell and like this whole new family situation. He has a lot more reason to question what Alice is talking about. He doesn't have to reject her the way that he does, but he's what's happening with him is at least something that's understandable. The stuff between the Sultan and Jafar, that is over the top crazy ass cruelty.
Yes.
So yeah, I know that.
Well, I agree with what you're saying, and I did end up agreeing with my roommate about the fact that it's like, yeah, maybe he's not too bad because, again, at least he understands that, and when faced with the consequences of his actions and seeing that it was all true, him being like, oh my God, I don't deserve your forgiveness. I'm an awful person, and admitting that, I think makes him leaps and bounds better than most of the other parents, like Anastasia's mother and the Sultan and all that stuff. And but it's just so funny that after all of these years stuck in a fucking cage, the Sultan still won't call him his son and says, I wish I held you long under there longer. Like, holy shit, dude. It has been how long? Like, years. Because he had darker hair in the flashback.
Yes, he did.
He's been in there for what, like 30 years? Like, I have no idea. It's insane. Oh my God, it's crazy. I love it so much.
This show is definitely fun, and it explores, like, it makes you kind of wonder how many layers there are to some of these old fairy tales and stuff. Alice in Wonderland, of course, being a full novel, had a lot, and having Through the Looking Glass as a follow-up, had a lot more psychotropic craziness going on. But in any case, this is definitely a fun show to watch. If you need to get caught up with us, get on it, because we have more to come. And we hope that you join us. And
Cheers.
cheers.